Last Call.
Last Call.
With Thomas and Skumba.
With Thomas and Skumba.
Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes.
On Last Call.
On Last Call.
So you got your mans, huh? You got your guy?
I got my guy.
You got your guy?
Yes.
Battle of the Sexes on a Thursday. Quiz night. Masiye. Game night. What's your guy's name?
Maperana.
Hola, mama. How are
you? I'm a pegazinto. Emma Perana.
Yes, Babu, right.
Right, I'm from Sweden for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Originally, where are you from?
From
Umlazi, KZN. Oh, KZN.
Yes.
I see for you. I'm for you. I'm for you. I'm happy. Bye! All righty then.
Hello, Lily. How are you, my beautiful queen?
I am good, thanks. How are you, Thomas?
That's what I'm talking about. Lily, what do you do? What business are you in?
I'm in Deco, but actually, Lilisha is my business name.
Lilisha is your business name. I love it.
My name is Mpo.
Mpo, okay. So we play with Mpo, ne?
What do you do? We're a decorator.
Decoration for weddings, parties, baby showers, everything.
Sure, my queen.
That's beautiful. Before we end this game, we need to get your details. And yes, let's tell people what do you do. Yabon.
Thank you so much. That
will
help.
Oh, who's a winner? Shame.
Don't you
want
to
don't you want to check with the Peggy what he does?
Just Peggy. So, Mlazi wenza na cha mu. Don't listen to Peggy. Nyak kela mfuti. Chama, don't listen to Peggy.
No,
because
my company is based in Midrand, but I'm currently working from home.
Oh.
During that COVID time, yeah.
Midrand, working from home, so obvious I'm not finished. All right, my Peggy, I'm going to write out time. Nyas Midrand, which he impeded Zimagangana. So the rules are simple. If you know the answer, shout your name, not the answer. Two, Thomas, when you ask questions, don't say, Lilisha, I hope
no,
you...
No, Mpo, right. Her name is Mpo.
Mpo, don't be the Lilisha. It's good for the business. It's good for the business. Lilisha, I hope you are ready. Don't say that. Say,
I'm ready.
And, I hope, Thomas, you're listening now. Right. We are ready to play the first round. The first round is general knowledge. Second round will be sports. And then after 11, later nyana, we play the last round where the questions are over 18 in Dozamante Vitala.
Mpo, the owner of Lilithe Events, businesswoman, entrepreneur, queen of all queens. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Peggy, we're now right?
Okay, sharp.
First question. What country is Zanzibar in? Yes, Mpo?
What country is Zanzibar in? Tanzania.
My
Tanzania.
Queen.
Come on, man. My queen. Tanzania.
Biggie.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Pendula, Pendula's fine. Pendula.
Second question. How many colored people are in our country? How many colored people are in our country?
People.
Okay, Mpo, I'm just gonna try.
Yes,
Mpo.
I don't actually know, but let me try.
Hundred people.
No, I'm colored. They are, aren't they a third?
Talk to me numbers, my queen.
No, Thomas, no.
She's busy Googling, she's busy teaching, no. Answer. Hold on. If you call a name, give us the answer. Oh, let me think. Give us the answer.
Five million plus.
Baby?
Yeah. Yeah,
5,000,047,000,
I think.
What? Listen carefully.
5 million.
Yeah.
5,047,000.
So,
Which woman I play number with?
No. Boy two. No,
but
wrong.
No, but man was close.
We have over 5 million. No, but over 5 million.
No, yeah, it's way, way over.
All right. The right answer is, Thomas?
4.2 million.
4.2 million. That makes up 8.9% in our population.
Okay.
Still 1-0 to you, my queen, though. Poor owner of
Lilith Events.
Yes. Entrepreneur. She makes the bag.
Ah, fuck yes.
No biggie.
So fairly unveiling.
Third question. How many children does Dr. Jacob Zuma have that are accounted for? There's no way this is true. There is no way this is true.
Ask the question again.
How many children does Dr. Jacob Zuma have that are accounted for?
Peggy.
Is unfair.
Yeah, I think 23.
When I'm poor, Jimmy?
17.
No. Both of you are wrong. The right answer is
20.
Okay.
20. It's 20. The score's still 1-0 to Umpo, owner of Lilise Events, entrepreneur.
Yes, unveilings.
Here's the final question.
If you get this one right, Umpo, you win the round. If by any chance, Mapirana, you don't know the answer for this question, Umpo wins this round. So this is very important right now. Thomas, let's go.
How do you spell Ferrero Rocher?
How do you spell Ferrero Rocher?
Yes, my queen.
Umpo.
Yes, Umpo.
You mean the packaging?
Yes.
The Ferrero Rocher is in gold.
Yeah. Hey, spell Ferrero Rocher. How? Spell. How? What's the name of question? Spell.
She's spelling.
It's packaged.
Hold on. Mpo Utini?
I'm saying Ferrero Rocher is packaged. You mean the packaging, right? Or the
all right.
How do you spell it? Hold on.
No, Thomas. Let's not play the
game.
We don't care about the packaging. The question is, how do you spell Ferrero Rocher?
Oh, how?
Peggy, you better get it right.
Peggy.
Okay. Yes. It's F-E-R-R-E-R-O. Rocher, Rocher.
My guy!
Whatever, get lucky.
Thank you,
sir. Did you not hear that question?
Okay, hold on. If you didn't hear...
Okay. No, it's okay, my queen.
It's all right, but if you didn't hear the question, why you pendulum?
Be nice to her.
The rules are...
She didn't hear me properly.
The rules are...
It's 1-1.
The rules are...
It's 1-1.
No, there's two more rounds. Sorry, I'm going to brown sugar. My man, packaging here, brown sugar. See, I'm going round 2.
Sorry, what?
Helen, Mabu's question. Answer, Mangabu Ayazi, answer. Ungachi, Mpo, besides. Oh, so if you're a Russia, you be like cold, you chocolate and a brown package. Let me see my peanuts. That's not right.
Battle of the sexes today. It's Umpo up against Tupegi. So here's the thing. As soon as Tupegi said, I want to play, because he just sent a voice note. And we saw the number. I'm like, I'm one. Peggy? It's a woman's name.
No, it's not.
It's how you say it, though. When with Peggy, out here. Becky is a woman.
Okay, then spell Becky. That's no problem for now. Spell Becky. Spell Becky. No, go ahead. Do come for the pants. Spell Becky, Thomas.
Say that name again.
It's Becky. Becky. That's how you call Peggy.
F-E-R-R-E-R-O.
No, that's fair. That's fair. When we spell packaging. When we are spelling packaging. No.
Yo, mpo, ati the packaging. But how do you spell the packaging? I mega kugula, lo, mega sa kugula.
And again, I say, shout your name when you know the answer, not when you're thinking about the answer.
Mpo, I know you didn't hear me correctly, my queen. Don't worry, don't worry.
If I sound correct,
it's fine. You're
going to pay a pendulum. Okay, Becky.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Instead of spelling the packaging, the Ferrero Rocher. Hey, yeah. Hi, he's the next round.
Second round's on standby.
Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes.
On Last Call.
On Last Call.
Okay. One of you guys has the, have their radio on. Don't tell me radio. I don't know who.
Becky. Becky, tell me radio, man.
Okay. Oh, sorry, man. You're not.
I told you. Okay. Give me radio, Kanaga. Give me radio, Prami. Show me like man's pants, man.
Hello, Mpo.
Hi, Thomas.
Are you okay, my queen?
I'm good. I'm absolutely great. Yeah.
It's sports round, eh? Don't be scared. He's not. He's not gonna win. Don't worry.
Absolutely.
Our first question. Remember, please remember. Your name first and then, eh?
That okay.
Where should we start? What year did Bruce Jenner, who's now known as Caitlyn Jenner, win a gold medal at the Olympics?
Bruce?
Should we go again?
Please, yes.
Can I ask it again?
What year did Bruce Jenner, now known as Caitlyn Jenner, win a gold medal at the Olympics?
Paul.
Yes, Paul.
1980 something. All right then, Peggy. Can I give you guys a
clue? No, Peggy.
Peggy.
Yes.
Answer.
Yes.
I didn't hear the name correctly. You said what was the name?
Caitlyn or Bruce Jenner.
Okay, I think she won it in 1976. If it's Bruce, it's Caitlyn Jenner.
Well done, Peggy. Damn it. 1976.
Ding, ding.
Peggy, su googlisha. Su big, su googlisha, Peggy.
How? If for said level, okay, computer, for said level.
How, yeah.
If for said level, okay, computer. 1976.
Let's get to our second question. How many fights did Muhammad Ali win?
Yeah, he's.
Big, I can hear you typing on your phone.
Hang on. If anyone gets this one right, they are googling. I'm telling you now.
How many fights did Muhammad Ali win?
I'm gonna go, people.
Yeah.
25.
Peggy.
Hey, hey, hey. This is a hard one. I guess I have to just take a guess, but I think it's probably
55. Huh? Peggy?
Let's just say 55.
That was close.
That was very close.
Muhammad Ali won 56 out of 61 fights.
Oh, Peggy.
Oh.
Well done, my brother. Damn, that was close.
Not as close, but that's not the point.
Yeah,
still have one nil.
Third question. When does the Qatar Soccer World Cup kick off?
Hold on. I didn't hear the question.
Why are we holding on?
What's the answer, my queen?
In October.
October.
What's in winner, Peggy?
What is the question? I didn't hear the question.
When does the Qatar Soccer World Cup kick off?
Oh, that one is in December.
In December. Both of you guys are wrong. The Qatar World Cup kicks off on the 18th of November.
Okay.
What's the score, Skum?
Score still 1-0 to Peggy.
Come on.
Now.
Here's the one. Come on.
This is a huge question.
Mpo, shout your name.
Hold on.
You know.
Can you guys hear us clear? Need to be clear.
Yes.
Sit clear. Thomas?
Come on. Who scored the first goal in the 2010 Soccer World Cup?
Mpo.
Yes, Mpo.
Mpo.
Ah.
Yes, Queen. Yes, Queen. Oh, Mpororo. Mposa. Queen, yes. Queen.
Yes.
How we save you a little round, Shomi. Well done.
Yay.
Well done. Well
done. That was close. So, one. Now, it's still nil-nil. Because no one won the first round. No one won the second round. So it means the last round.
The naughty round.
Is very important because the naughty round, chances are we giving you guys both chances to give us the right answer. It's going to be crazy. Thomas, you want to ask them the first question?
My man, I'm just going to give you a heads up, ne?
No.
No, no, just a heads up.
Nah, baby.
One of the questions, I'm telling you now, is about sex position.
That's all I'm saying.
Ah, goes above 90. The Familia Agulalwa Wolfgang. The score is 1-0.
Yes, sir.
Here's the decider.
It's a big one.
Mpo, what's the business name, gonna?
The business yeah. Kangazu, Thomas was the business yeah.
Lelihle, man. Come on. Come on, man. Come on.
Ow.
Entrepreneur.
Yes, sir.
Business owner.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Peggy. Unjanwen.
Uzile uzile kuthi I happy yakhi I cold kanjani ngoba wona una catering company.
Here's the decider. Hey Piggy,
hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. See, wait, hey Piggy, anga pendulo mpo. Yeke lento
yakho. No, I want to speak to Piggy quickly.
Okay.
Hey Piggy.
Yes, okay.
How open-minded are you in the bedroom, my brother?
Based on my experience, I think I am
open-minded. Obi Mlazi, open-minded.
Mlazi. Open-minded. Senzo, okay.
Ah, you don't go there.
Let's get to our first question. If you know the answer, shout out your name. Describe the process of milking a woman. Describe the process of milking a woman. Yes, Mpo.
Milking a woman is licking on their breasts, and yeah, I think that's seducing a woman through licking their breasts.
Okay, Peggy.
I don't hear the word correctly. What did you say?
Describe the process of milking a woman. Now we'll wait, fam. Damn.
I'm just thinking, yeah. I need to just give me a chance to think about it.
Use your imagination, fam.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, Thomas, give us the right answer for it.
Yeah. Mpo, I think I should give you the points. Sucking on a breast for sexual pleasure. Come on,
Shibani. I think we give Mpo the point for this one.
Well done, Pororo. Peggy, you right?
Yeah.
Second question. What are bondage cuffs used for in the bedroom?
Bondage
cuffs. What are they used for in the bedroom, Emla?
I don't even know what a bondage cuffs, but I think it's to tie the woman's or the man's hands onto the pole. Yeah.
Okay. Because you're not sure, we'll hold that answer. Peggy.
Yeah, I think it's used to tie someone or mop him wherever in the bed or something during the dance.
Okay, so the answer is.
It's just the way we think it's going to mop him in a long
picture.
To handcuff someone during sexual acts. Well done, Paul.
Yay!
It's 2-0. It's 2-0.
Let's go, fam.
Okay. What is the most common thing women say during sex? What is the most common thing women say during sex?
They scream, they moan, they scream.
It's a wee.
That's your answer.
I want to tell you how they must.
How we
scream, we moan.
Nitini.
We scream, we moan, like, yeah. But
what is it? What is it? Altium?
Please.
All right, Mpo, thanks. Peggy?
Yeah, they swear, they ask for more, they scream.
But
when they ask for more, what do they say, Chomem?
Harder, baby.
Yes! What am I pegane? Harder! Harder!
Don't stop!
The right answer is harder, baby. Harder.
Well done, Biggie. Well done.
It's 2-1.
It's 2-1.
Hold on, Thomas.
Here it is. Here it is. We've come to that moment, Joe.
We've come to that moment where it's 2-1 to the ladies. Whoever describes the following gets to win this round. It's that simple.
If Biggie gets the answer right, he saved himself. It will be a draw. But if my queen, Mpo, the entrepreneur, gets it, it's over.
Open-minded. Really sucking on the breast. All right, Thomas, here we go.
Describe the standing wheelbarrow sex position.
Mpo.
Okay. No problem. Mpo.
I'm going. Okay.
It's my man. Mpo. We've lost. Lost Mpo?
No,
we didn't. Yambu Peggy trying to take advantage, but okay, Rapenduli.
No, we want an explanation, Gampo. Hey, Mpo!
Mpororo.
Sorry, my phone card there.
Don't stress. Yeah. You're about to describe the standing wheelbarrow sex position.
Is a woman, an instant, a woman goes down with her hands on the floor, and then the man has the woman's legs halfway to his way. You can obviously get handle half here by the waist. That is it. So the woman is upside down on like, yeah.
All right. Peggy, he explained it. I understand that I am in a wheelbarrow position.
He went back to KZN and he's like,
You're 17 now.
What? Welfare?
No. Hold on, Thomas.
He gave up.
No. Okay, Vaberajan.
He better not be Googling.
Peggy?
Hello?
Yes. Sorry, man. Something went wrong with our lines. People are calling us while we are talking to you.
Please also get Mpo on the line.
No.
Peggy Busacho, get your man. How would you describe it?
Okay. The woman was there and they were to show you to this guy, yeah?
Yeah.
Over the face of the floor. And the guy will use his hand to try and actually lift her up so that the corner would see. About this, yeah, like, the lady who's the one that in face of the floor, the guy will hold the legs and then come between her legs and in the corner.
Uh-huh.
Want to push the wheelbarrow.
All right, Thomas, it's up to you.
It's a no-brainer.
What do you mean it's a no-brainer?
Oh, come on.
What do you mean it's a no-brainer?
It's an obvious winner.
What do you mean it's a no-brainer?
What do you mean? Which part don't you understand?
Hey, Mpo.
Hi.
I've got news for you.
Yes. But I didn't hear him explain because my radio was off.
It's fine because you won.
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Ah! What's your business name, Danene?
Lilisha Evans.
Yes, queen! And how do we get hold of you? I might as well, Joe.
I am on Instagram. You can find me with the name Lilisha Evans. Or you can call me. Also, you can email me Lilisha Evans. Lilisha Evans Management at gmail.com.
Lilisha Evans Management.
Management, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for playing with us. The ladies win.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yay.
You are amazing. Yes. Love you,
Wen.
Hala, hala.
Can't believe this thing.
You know, you better believe it.
4 weeks.
Damn, back to back to back to back. The queens run the world. And not Charles. What a night. That was amazing. Skumba, I love doing this radio thing with you, my friend.
My guy, this is nice, man. This is too nice. This doesn't feel like a night show.
No.
At all.
What? Nearly midnight.
Wow, what's up?
Last call. Have you got a last call?
Every time, there's always going to be someone saying something. Might be right, might be very wrong.
Facts. Pavele be winning the one round in Japan. Mountain 2-3 Dololo. Buga match. Buga match. Ah, so neza sekeze tena. Yeah. Is it? Angege mina ngikitshela umfazi. Umfazi phezu kwami. Angege kwenzeke lokho. Wathi lo muntu engapasa. Never.
That's our last call.
Asambo time. Tomorrow's Friday.
It's about the music tomorrow.
Hey. From start to finish.
Shop.
Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes.
On Last Call.
On Last Call.
Last Call with Thomas and Kumba.
Monday to Friday nights.
On Kaya 959.